It's time for another edition of San Luis Valley Voices, a production of SL Voices, your voice in the San Luis Valley. Without further ado, enjoy the program.
I'm Adam, and we're going to do something a little different for this podcast. Joining me is author, speaker, and president of Axiom Ministries, Gary Johnson. You know, Gary, at some point, we're going to have you on a podcast and hear all about your story, but for this particular one, we want to dive right in and hear about your latest book, How to Vote and Win. Gary, welcome to SL Voices, and first, tell me how this book came about.
Thanks, Adam. There were really three reasons. One, to encourage folks who are not thinking about voting. Number two, how to get the bigger picture of the process. Three, I guess, how to make the right choices.
You know, as you state, this book is not about your favorite candidate, nor is it about the evil other party candidate. It's about a process that, if you follow, will free you from all the stress and bother that usually accompanies an election year. Gary, would you please read just a little bit from your book?
Yeah, Adam, this book makes some pretty lofty claims, but then backs them up with some surprising workable and even provable facts. Chapter 4, some interesting thoughts on that. I hope you've begun to get the picture of why like issues and basic values and things like middle ground and compromise and collaboration and following different paths to the same end have become nearly impossible. But I haven't brought you here to despair. My purpose is to make you see that something has to change. Something has to get us back on track. Somehow we have to step back and get a whole new perspective on what it is we want to accomplish. And this is not done by warring over who can post the most vitriolic verbiage about the other side and who can insult the under candidate the most colorful and damning way possible, etc.
All right. Gary, you state in this short book, which is available now, by the way, you'll find a proven alternative to second-guessing all that is said about a certain candidate, issue, or party. You go on to say that readers may be overjoyed or even angry, and you caution readers that they may be startled and maybe even have some of their own preconceived notions challenged. How's that so?
Good question, Adam. This book is about truth, and that can easily offend, but it can also enlighten. Another passage in here, chapter 3, says we're all biased. My comment on that is I'm sorry to have to tell you all that because I know that political correctness invades every area of our life and we're supposed to be neutral on everything. Well, hang on to your hat for a revelation. You and me and everyone else are not neutral on anything. And you shouldn't be. Your strong will is one of your most valuable assets. It's part of your soul. It's made up of your mind, will, and emotions. And if you're a Bible reader, you might be familiar with the passage that says, in essence, that for you to succeed in anything, your soul must first prosper.
Gary, you state that How to Vote and Win is a tried and proven instruction manual on how to legally, ethically, and effectively select the right person for the job every time. And the question you pose is, in this election year, can you afford not to vote for the right person? Let's hear a final segment from your book.
Yeah, thank you again, Adam. Just in the introduction, voting is a unique process. We in this country have come, however, to take it for granted. No nation ever has committed itself to being governed by the very people over which the rulers are supposed to rule. This simply doesn't make sense, but certainly there have been exceptions. Every one of these objections certainly came up while the Founding Fathers were debating the very structure of this new free land, and in essence, they were all valid points, which is why when the word democracy came up, it was rejected out of hand. A nation cannot be run day to day by all concerned members or even by committee. Thus, our current experimental but enduring and workable structure known as a democratic republic.
Author and president of Axiom Ministries, Gary Johnson lives here in Colorado and has 4 grown children in Oklahoma, California, Texas, and Pennsylvania. He has 9 wonderful grandchildren and 1 great-granddaughter even. Gary is active in local, state, and national government issues, has served on city councils, preaches as needed in local churches, and has written a half dozen books. Now, this particular self-improvement book, How to Vote and Win, is available in both print and the Kindle format. For more information and to purchase this or other books by the author Gary Johnson, please visit axiom.org. That's AXXIOM.org. Gary is available for speaking engagements and can be reached at 800-238-9630. That's 800-238-9630. And of course, all of this information will be on the podcast webpage. Gary, thank you for joining us, sir.
Thank you, Adam.
The views and opinions expressed by the San Luis Valley Voices podcast guests are solely their own and do not necessarily reflect the opinions or beliefs of SL Voices, its staff, members, their respective parent company, or affiliates. The information provided is for educational, informational, or entertainment purposes only. The guests' opinions are based on information they consider reliable, but neither SL Voices nor its parent companies or affiliates warrant its completeness or accuracy. SL Voices will not be held responsible or liable in any way for the information or opinions expressed by guests of this or any other San Luis Valley Voices podcast.
We appreciate you telling your friends to listen to the podcast on slvoices.com and check out our extensive calendar of events. More listings in one location than any other website around. You can help spread the word too by joining our Facebook group, SL Voices, Your Voice in the San Luis Valley, and liking our posts on other social media outlets. Also, check out our Instagram page for behind-the-scenes looks at what we do. And please patronize our local sponsors. Remember to support the businesses here in the Valley. Most are owned and operated by your family, friends, and neighbors. We all love this area, want to see it flourish, and you can help by buying and supporting locally in your own and surrounding communities. Check back for another local podcast soon. Until then, this has been San Luis Valley Voices, a production of SL Voices, your voice in the San Luis Valley.